Welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from England, we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior of the community in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching is entitled, The Present and the Future, the Only Tenses That Matter.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up the hill. There he sat down and was joined by his disciples. Then he began to speak. This is what he taught them. How happy are the poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Happy the gentle. They shall have the earth for their heritage. Happy those who mourn, they shall be comforted. Happy those who hunger and thirst for what is right. They shall be satisfied. Happy the merciful, they shall have mercy shown them. Happy the pure in heart, they shall see God. Happy the peacemakers, they shall be called sons of God. Happy those who are persecuted in the cause of right, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Happy are you when people abuse you and persecute you and speak all kinds of calumny against you on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. In modern European languages, there are three tenses, past, present and future. That's not true of every language, but the concepts of past, present and future are usually there. On this day, when we celebrate all the saints, we hear a very familiar text indeed from the Gospel, the Beatitudes. If we come to church, if we are Christians even a little bit, we will have heard this passage before. We may have heard it in weddings, we've heard it at funerals. People choose it for both things. And the problem with very familiar texts is it's hard to start seeing anything new about them. In some ways, the more we read a text, the less we see in it. We get lazy, we start to assume we know what it's about. So here's one way of reading the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes. This is what the sermon begins with, of course, by considering the tense, past, present and future. You'll notice that there's no past, except, of course, for the narrative. He sat down, was joined by disciples, and he began to speak. But the actual words of Christ do not contain a past tense. It begins with a present tense. How happy are the poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. It ends in the present tense. Happy those who are persecuted in the cause of right, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, the past doesn't matter to Christians. That might sound rather contentious. Surely we should consider our past, what we have done, our sins. Jeremiah says, look to the past, to Israel. See which way brought you forward. And we confess our sins. But then the whole point of confession is to get rid of our past, to end it. The future is what really matters. What we're called to, what we will be. Our eternal destiny. But we make the future in the present. We make it now. The Beatitudes are about happiness. And they're also in themselves a source of happiness. If you feel sad, if you feel bored, depressed, read the Beatitudes. After all, they're all about happiness. How else would you be happy? But as I said, there are two tenses. There's a promise of the future. Happy the gentle, they shall have the earth for their heritage. Happy those who mourn, they shall be comforted. Happy those who hunger and thirst for what is right, they shall be satisfied. In some cases, there are verbs here, but in all of the cases, it's contrasting the present with the future. Happy are those who are gentle now. Happy are those who mourn now. Happy those who hunger and thirst for what is right now. And there's a promise. From the present comes the future. They shall have the earth for their heritage. They shall be satisfied. They shall see God. They shall be called sons of God. And that's the great celebration of heaven. Heaven for all of us is the future. Heaven is home. Heaven is the purpose of our life. Heaven is what we're born for. Heaven is why we live. And if we live in faith and hope, heaven is why we suffer. But even though heaven is not here yet, even though it's always beyond us while we live in this earth, to the last breath that we take on this earth, there's still a sort of presence of heaven, which is the beginning and the end of the Beatitudes. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Happy are the poor in spirit, happy those are persecuted in the cause of right. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven, the beginning and the end of the Beatitudes. And that's because in some way we have to feel that presence of heaven, even though it's the future for us. It's here and now we make the choices that lead to heaven. It's here and now we're willing, or try to be willing, to mourn, to hunger and thirst for what is right, to be merciful, to purify our heart. But every moment of our life too, that we believe and hope, we can say, this is what it means to have the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven, as Christ says, is among you. Even though we wait not just in hope for something beyond us which has not happened yet, we wait in the presence of heaven. And that's the secret of sanctity. And this is why in this great feast we rejoice.
Oh, 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 oh.